Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. And in this discussion, I'm going to talk about investing your money, how you would like to invest it, or what makes sense for you, in spite of being influenced by someone close to you. And I'm referring to our clients, or really anybody else that has been influenced by someone that maybe is a friend or a family member or a professional colleague. This can happen in relationships where somebody is pushing somebody in the direction of investing. And it's a nudge or assistance because they think their friend needs help. So they encourage them to start investing or start planning. And this is definitely a good outcome for many people. They find that this nudge is helpful to them to get them started and get going. Now, for the purposes of this discussion, I'm going to assume that the recommendation is helpful to the person receiving it. In other words, it's not a referral to some sort of bad investment or bad firm, though many people and many listening to this podcast have had that experience where they ended up getting referred to products that they just wish they had not invested in. But back to what I'm going to talk about here, we work with people that we know come to us as referrals from other people. And someone, this person that is pushing them along, is telling them or influencing them to invest in something or a certain way. And if they're coming to Plan Vision, they're being encouraged to, generally speaking, simplify their portfolios, reduce their fees, get out of more expensive investments. That's what's happening. And another possibility is that they might be encouraged to invest in a different style, maybe more aggressive or more conservative. So the person providing the referral is saying, I think you're too conservative. You need to have more money in the market. That's normally what we would come across. Not that they're too aggressive. Normally, they think the person, again, providing the recommendation or referral thinks, you're too conservative. You need to invest more aggressively. Sometimes it might go the other way, but that's normally not the case. So when we work through our clients on their plans, we are always careful on how we recommend an investment mix to them. That's what they hire us to do. And I'll tell them that even though the person that's influencing them, that's providing them a nudge, promoting that they improve their investments, that they take more ownership in them, that they don't have to invest the same way as that person, may not be appropriate for them. So I go through their plan with them, and if they're conservative, but their plan works perfectly fine for them, their approach gets the job done, they don't necessarily need to be more aggressive. If they're comfortable with it, then I think they should stick with it. But it's almost as if they feel like they're letting someone down, not doing the right thing. This person said, I should be investing in this way, but their plan still works even if they don't. I have to remind them that we're all different and we can invest differently. We can have good plans, great plans, and good outcomes with different approaches. Back to that person that did the referral. They might think, well, wait a second, what's going on? I encourage you to do this plan to get better prepared for your future. Shouldn't you have changed your investments? Invest a little bit differently, more like I do? But that's the benefit of doing a plan and working with somebody directly in a professional encounter and engagement. And of course, I'm talking about Plan Vision, how we interact with our clients. We can provide advice that's best for the investor based upon our discussions with them. And we think that's definitely the best outcome. So my comment back to the person providing the initial referral is that maybe the person that you're trying to help out here is not investing how you think they should or how you invest, but you've helped them out a lot by promoting them and pushing them along to have a better plan for their future. That's pretty cool.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.